This is an iHeart podcast.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Let's have some fun. On a Monday, a beautiful Monday, as we begin the work week, aren't you so excited? And we have a massive, massive show for you tonight on the Jesse Kelly Show. Of course, Medal of Honor Monday coming up an hour from now. We're going to have a long, very, very long talk about this Tulsi Gabbard, Barack Obama. We're going to go through the timeline, the Russian hoax stuff. It's going to be about communists, how they use power, what they did. We will lay it all out. So let's unconfuse a lot of people on that. I know that's not a word, but I went to community college. We will also discuss, why did they do things that very clearly won't work? That'll be fascinating. We'll talk about canceling late night shows. Why do Democrats even care that Colbert got canceled? That's a weird thing. Younger generations possibly rejecting technology. All that and so much more. Emails and so much more coming up tonight on the world famous Jesse Kelly Show. Now, I am going to do something that is a little odd, a little off. But I'm going to play a very, very, very long clip for you. And I have a purpose for it. This clip is Tulsi Gabbard. She went on Hannity's TV show. And she did a very good job of this. In 2 minutes, she kind of condensed down what Barack Obama and the intelligence community did to Donald Trump back in 2016. If you get confused or lost or anything in this 2 minute period, just know we are going to come back and we are going to take a while to walk through government versus politics versus the timeline of where they were laying everything out, why they would have done everything. I will do the best I can to make sure this isn't brutally boring, but it's important to understand what they did, not just for the crimes they committed. But here's why I'm doing something I haven't done before, playing a 2 minute clip at the start of the show. I believe right now we are at one of the most critically important parts of American history. And you can say it's, well, why, Jesse? We don't have an election. We don't have this. I believe this exact moment, this exact day, this week, this period of time is one of the most critically important parts of American history, really of America's future. I believe our future will depend on what happens now. I'm going to play it for you, and then we will talk. If your eyes glass over, I promise I'll be back in 2 minutes, and we will have a discussion, just you and me. Here was Tulsi Gabbard on Fox News.
This president's daily brief document that was drafted for President Obama in early December that reaffirmed.
Sorry, I'm already interrupting, but that's what I do. Listen. The president's daily brief. Here's what that is. The intelligence community, the president's intelligence heads, every single day, they bring the president of the United States of America a binder that you will never see, and I will never see. Very few people will ever see it. It has the highest level of classification. Essentially, the CIA director, DNI, all these big shot spies, they put together a binder of all the big news, operations, intelligence. So, hey, Mr. President, I don't know if you know, but SEAL Team 6 is swimming towards Yemen as we speak. They're about to blow up an ammonia factory, and we have a coup going on that we're supporting in Congo. And the highest levels of classification. The president gets this every single day. Every president does. Prepared by the intelligence community. Democrats, Republicans. It's known as the president's daily brief. There, now I'll try to shut up and let her talk.
This president's daily brief document that was drafted for President Obama in early December that reaffirmed what the intelligence community professionals, as you say, had been assessing for the previous 6 months leading up to the election, which was that Russia neither had the intent nor capability to essentially hack the outcome of the U.S. election. As you said, President Obama's political appointees pulled that document before it could be published, and it has not been published until we released it today. And the very next day after they pulled that document, President Obama called a National Security Council cabinet meeting to discuss how Russia interfered with the election. Again, this is the first
This week is December 9th,
President
right?
Trump had already won. Correct.
This is the December 9th meeting.
That's exactly right. The December 9th meeting, we declassified and released the what they call the summary of conclusions from that meeting. Then DNI James Clapper took the lead on what President Obama wanted done, and which was essentially create a document that tells us not if, but how Russia interfered with the election. President Obama delivered the conclusion that he wanted the intelligence community to reach and directed them to find and essentially create and manufacture the intelligence to support the conclusion that President Obama wanted to deliver to the American people. Once that document was drafted, the deep state kicked into gear and did what they usually do. They started leaking this classified information out to their friends at the Washington Post and others who are working hand in glove with the deep state to lay the groundwork for the assessment that they eventually released that served as the basis once again for this years-long coup with the goal of trying to subvert the American people's will and usurp President Trump from being able to deliver on the mandate that the American people gave to him when they chose to elect him as president.
Okay. Now let's have a very long talk over what she just said. First, we need to clear a couple basics out of the way. And this may be very basic for you. I get that. But it is important that everyone understands that. And it is important to acknowledge other people have different levels of education when it comes to how our government is supposed to work by the law. First, when I was running for Congress, and I had to fly back to Washington, D.C. to ask congressmen and senators for endorsements and ask them for campaign money and things like that. Did you know that I was not allowed to meet with them and ask for those things on Capitol Hill? I was not allowed to meet with them and ask for those things in their congressional office. I couldn't show up in the House of Representatives and meet with Congressman Trent Franks and say, hey, can I have your endorsement? I can't show up in Congressman Trent Franks' congressional office and say, hey, can I have some campaign money? Do you know why? Because it is against the law to politic with official government business, official government buildings. It is against the law because Trent Franks, once he is elected, he's not there anymore, but once he is elected, yes, he's a Republican, but once he is elected, when he is in his congressional office, that is not a Republican congressional office where Trent Franks can do things on behalf of the Republican Party and against Democrats. Once he is elected, he is the congressman. He is a representative, and that office belongs to you and me. It belongs to everyone in the United States of America. It belongs to the American people. And while he's on official government grounds and in his official congressional office, he's not allowed to politic in that office. That is against the law. Did you know that? Democrats, Republicans, you know, they're always going back and forth, competing. Of course, that's the way politics is. When campaign season comes, Democrats are going to run ads saying Republicans are puppy killers, and Republicans are going to run ads saying Democrats are puppy killers, and I hate them, and you hate them, and all that stuff. You get all that. However, by law, this isn't whether you like this or not. By law, once you are elected at any level, mayor, president, at any level, when you are in your official capacity as a civil servant, whether you are the United States president, anything else, you are not allowed to use your office, your official government office, to politic. That is not just wrong. It's against the law. Once you become president, when you are working in your official capacity as president, you don't get to do things to further the Democrat Party, to hurt the Republican Party. You don't get to send the FBI after your political opponents. That's against the law. You are the president of everyone at that moment. You are the mayor of Los Angeles, if that's what you are at that moment. You are the governor of New York, if that's what you are at that moment. And you don't get to use your role as governor of New York to help Democrats. That's against the law. It's, I know that's a basic point, but by the very confused look on Jewish producer Chris's face, I can see that basic point was one that many people didn't understand. So I thought we needed to get that out of the way first, because it's critically important you get that before we move on and talk about what happened and why, which we're going to do right now. First, have you ever seen my meat? I've put pictures up. I think the last brisket I made, I put it up on Instagram or something like that. Little smoke ring on it. Juicy. Do you know why everybody loves my meat? Everybody. Because I cook it to temperature. I don't know what I'm doing. I throw some seasoning on there and throw it in the oven. Throw it on the smoker. My phone tells me when it's done. IQ Sense is now so popular in my neighborhood. I think I know 30 households that have one. Whatever you cook, fish, chicken, steak, wherever you cook it, get a wireless cooking thermometer known as the IQ Sense. It syncs up to your phone. Your phone tells you when it's done. Perfect meat every single time. 15% off at chefiq.com. with the promo code Jesse. ChefIQ.com, promo code Jesse. We'll be back.
Miss something?
There's a podcast.
Get it on demand wherever podcasts are found. The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a wonderful, wonderful, fantastic Monday. Medal of Honor Monday coming up about 45 minutes from now. I'm going to try to get through all this before we get to Medal of Honor Monday. We are laying out what is very, very real. The Tulsi Gabbard documents she exposed and has turned into the DOJ. And she is being very frank about this. And remember, this is not some worthless hearing in the House. This is not you and me discussing this over a beer. The DNI, the Director of National Intelligence, has handed these documents to Pam Bondi, the Attorney General, and she sees crimes.
You see crimes here.
I do, Sean, and I'm referring all of these documents that we have found and uncovered, referring them to the Department of Justice for further investigation, accountability, and action, not just investigation, but action.
This is a very big deal and has potential to be a very big deal. Not a useless House hearing, actual documents, evidence of crimes handed to the Attorney General. Crimes committed by who?
This treasonous conspiracy was directed by President Obama just weeks before he was due to leave office, after President Trump had already gotten elected. So the effect of what President Obama and his senior national security team did was subvert the will of the American people, undermining our democratic republic, and enacting what would be essentially a years-long coup against President Trump.
Now, I will get to why I think this is one of the most important moments in American history. Let's first be very clear about what happened. Barack Obama, and really everybody, remember, hindsight's 20/20. Most people in the country, yourself included, thought Donald Trump was going to lose the 2016 election. Most people thought that. And we only know the information we're given. That's not an insult to you or me. Every poll said Hillary was winning. Hillary was winning. We just had 8 years of Obama. We saw the media trash Trump relentlessly in that first campaign. And if you're being honest, we all kind of figured, yeah, he's probably going down. But then, boom, he wins. He takes down Hillary on election night. Now, there is this weird period of time that we're going to have to address at some point in time on our side. But when a president wins an election, it's when? The first Tuesday of every November. So November of 2015, Donald Trump shocks the world, shocks Obama, shocks the Democrats, and wins the presidential election. Pause. Barack Obama had been there for 8 years. Barack Obama is a frightening political opponent. He's a frightening political opponent for two reasons. One, he is a true believer, a dyed-in-the-wool, America-hating animal. And two, highly intelligent. Highly intelligent. Don't email me, oh, I don't like how he talks. I'm talking about with worming his way through the government apparatus and filling it up with his people. Highly intelligent. Barack Obama had spent 8 years not sitting back twiddling his thumbs. 8 years he remade our entire government. Most of the government was, you know, Democrats, but kind of bureaucrat Democrats anyway. Barack Obama, the America-hating communist, had no time for standard business as usual in Washington, D.C. He began to put into place throughout our military, FBI, CIA, NSA, you name it. Barack Obama was putting communist foot soldiers in place and promoting them up through the ranks to remake our government in his image. Now, after 8 years, the government is in his image. Donald Trump, November of 2015, shocks the world, beats Hillary Clinton. What do you do? Well, the communist believes in using power. We'll get back to that again. We've had that conversation before. The communist believes in using power. You just spent 8 years reforming the government and turning it into a bunch of communist henchmen. What do you do? Barack Obama has a meeting, his president daily brief. And in this meeting, remember I said it's this binder, super classified. In this meeting, I'm sure it was asked, hey, did the Russians hack this election? Hillary Clinton was kind of talking a lot about the Russians. Did the Russians do anything? And the intelligence community, the people who actually knew, they said, hey, look, not only did they not do anything to hack the election, to influence the election, they weren't really interested in influencing the election. That we have no evidence that they were even interested in trying. And what's more, even if they did want to, we do not believe they have the capability, they had the capability to influence anything. So no, there was no Russian hacking, Russian involvement. Sorry, Barack, that's just not a thing that existed. Barack Obama and the communists around him said, well, that's not going to work. Take that document that says Russia couldn't do it, didn't do it and couldn't do it. Take that document, wipe your butt with it, then put it in the paper shredder, then light it on fire, then fly it out to the middle of the Pacific Ocean and drop it in the Marianas Trench and come up with a new document for me, a new document that says Russia, Trump, they're attached to the hip. He's a Russian asset. This took place after the election and before Donald Trump took over. We will continue in a moment. Before we continue this conversation, let's care for widows and orphans. Another Border Patrol agent shot in the face. ICE agents threatened everywhere. I think you and I both know people will die in law enforcement as the communist animals in this country get whipped up into a frenzy over deportations. You know it's coming. I know it's coming. Who will be there for the families when the worst happens? Tunnel to Towers will. Since 9/11, they have been paying off mortgages for Gold Star families, fallen first responder families. One of the most blessed things they do, they build these custom smart homes for catastrophically injured veterans. You come home without your legs. They're building you a special shower. It's awesome what they do. And they do all of this for $11 a month. That's all they ask. Sign up to give it automatically. You will never know it's gone. T2T.org. T2T.org. Support this wonderful organization. Now, we continue. Next. What, Chris? We can make jokes. It's fine.
You got that right. The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a wonderful Monday. Thrilled to be here on a Monday. Don't forget, if you miss any part of the show, you can download the whole thing. iHeart, Spotify, iTunes. Barack Obama, after Donald Trump won the election, has a meeting. His intelligence agencies tell him Russia not only didn't hack the election, they didn't want to, and they couldn't do it if they wanted to. Barack Obama said, take that document, get rid of that document, and create falsified intelligence that shows Russia and Donald Trump are in cahoots. Now, let's focus on the why, since we just found out the crimes and found had all this laid out for us, a lot of which maybe you already knew. Why? Communists believe in using power. What I laid out at the beginning of the show, how if you are in government at any capacity, when you are in your official government role, official government office, you are there to serve whatever jurisdiction you've been elected to serve, whether it's a county or a city or the country or whatever. You are not there to politic on behalf of your party and against the others. If you are the director of the CIA, it, in my opinion, is a crime worse than murder to take the Central Intelligence Agency and use them against your political opponents. I believe, given the history of atrocities by secret state police agencies, I believe that crime is worse than murder. I think it's worse than rape. I think that is a crime worthy of the harshest punishment America can hand out. If you are the director of the FBI, you don't get to take that role with all of its power and use it against Republicans. You don't. But if you're a communist, you want to. So how do you do that? How can you get them to do that? Well, it's easy, you see. As Stalin's henchman, Beria, Lavrenti Beria is the one who actually said this. Everyone thinks Stalin said it, but it was not Stalin. It was Beria. Beria said, show me the man, I'll show you the crime. We have to create evidence to turn our political opponents into criminals. Once we have created that evidence and shown them to be criminals, then we can take the official government apparatus and unleash it on our political opponents. Pretend they're criminals, then you can send the FBI after them. Then you can send the CIA after them. And what Gabbard said here again, I'll play the very beginning of it again. What Gabbard said here is true. It wasn't just that they had the intelligence community create false intelligence to say Donald Trump worked with Russia. Once the false intelligence was created, then these evil organizations do what they always do. They ran to the media organizations that are aligned with the communists. And they started leaking the information out there. Here she was.
This president's daily brief document that was drafted for President Obama in early December that reaffirmed what the intelligence community professionals, as you say, had been assessing for the previous 6 months leading up to the election, which was that Russia neither had the intent nor capability to essentially hack the outcome of the U.S. election. As you said, President Obama's political appointees pulled that document before it could be published, and it has not been published until we released it today. And the very next day after they pulled that document, President Obama called a National Security Council cabinet meeting to discuss how Russia interfered with the election. Again, this is the first
this
week
is
of December
9th,
President
right?
Trump had already won, correct.
This is the December 9th meeting.
That's exactly right. The December 9th meeting, we declassified and released what they call the summary of conclusions from that meeting. Then DNI James Clapper took the lead on what President Obama wanted done, and which was essentially create a document that tells us not if, but how Russia interfered with the election. President Obama delivered the conclusion that he wanted the intelligence community to reach and directed them to find and essentially create and manufacture the intelligence to support the conclusion that President Obama wanted to deliver to the American people. Once that document was drafted, the deep state kicked into gear and did what they usually do. They started leaking this classified information out to their friends at the Washington Post and others.
That's why, if you've been following politics for a while, you probably remember Donald Trump got elected, and every single time you turned on the television, you were hammered in the face with this.
There is circumstantial evidence of collusion.
It's super obvious already. He is a Russian asset.
He is clearly a Russian asset.
The president is acting like he is the asset for Russia.
Back then, my biggest fear was we had elected an asset of the Russian government who would sell out America at every opportunity just to save his own hide. My biggest fear now is that I was right.
Do you still believe the president could be a Russian asset?
I think it's possible.
It is a possibility, and I would add to that caveat that whether witting or unwitting, and that is a really painful thing to say.
And from there, they unleashed the special counsel because Jeff Sessions, Donald Trump's first attorney general, is, I hear he's a nice man, so weak, very weak, unbelievably naive. Think single-ply toilet paper when it gets wet, that kind of weak. He decided to wash his hands. Well, I mean, it wouldn't be right to get involved. We better have a special counsel. And for 2 years, based on completely invented intelligence, Donald Trump had his presidency stalled and stumbled and ripped up by the Mueller report. Mueller, a lot of people forget this little fact, this didn't come out till afterwards, figured out very early on there was no Russian collusion because he looked through all the documents, couldn't find it, and he chose to keep that information from the American people until after the midterm election where Donald Trump, he lost the House of Representatives, Democrats took over, and promptly impeached Donald Trump two times before the 2020 election. All of this comes all the way back to Barack Obama, the communist. The communist sitting in the White House, sitting in the Oval Office. The communist who believes in using government power against his political opponents. The intelligence community created this with the direction of Barack Obama. After they created it, they leaked it to the media. You were swamped by it every time you turned on the television. It turned into legitimate legal action with a special counsel and depositions and everything else, and resulted in Democrats winning the House and the impeachment two times of Donald Trump for no reason whatsoever. Now, I'm going to play this bit about Tulsi, from Tulsi, again.
Do you see crimes here?
I do, Sean, and I'm referring all of these documents that we have found and uncovered, referring them to the Department of Justice for further investigation, accountability and action, not just investigation, but action. Accountability has to take place. The American people's ability to have faith and trust in the integrity of our democratic republic is literally what's at stake, and therefore the future of our ability to exist as the country that we know it. This accountability is critical to make sure that this never happens again.
We will discuss why I believe this is one of the most important moments in American history in just a moment. Before we do that, let's put our money where our morals are. And let's do remember that we talk about the system. We're looking at it right now, the intelligence community working with the media. Let's remember that corporate America has been a critical part of the communist system in recent years. Corporate America has been all too willing to go along with the communists to smash you and reward them. Go look up Verizon, AT&T, and T-Mobile and where they send your money. Go look at all the disgusting causes they have used your money to support. Then go look up Pure Talk and tell me if you'd like to switch. The patriotic mobile company. You're not going to sacrifice service. They're on the exact same network, so there aren't any excuses. But I like my phone. Good, keep it. You don't have to get a new phone. You want a new phone? They have those too. I don't want to change my number. I didn't change my number. You don't have to change yours. I switched from T-Mobile to Pure Talk. Didn't change a thing. Pick up your phone. Dial #250 and say Jesse Kelly. Today is the day. Make the switch. #250, say Jesse Kelly. We'll be back.
Is he smarter than everyone?
Who knows?
Does he think so?
Yeah. The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. We're only 10 minutes away from Medal of Honor Monday, which is a great one today. Always a good time. We're going to finish up our chat here talking about this Tulsi Gabbard documents turned into Pam Bondi, Barack Obama, what he did, what the intelligence community did. But let me go ahead and finish this up with this. What is about to happen is not just another day in politics like you and I are used to. Not just another scandal, not just another anything. What Barack Obama, Brennan, Comey, Clapper, Baker, all the bad guys, what they did with the forces of government has never been done before in the history of the United States of America. And I know that intelligence agencies have done bad things. I got all that. But a coordinated effort like that to destroy a Republican and protect Democrats has never been ordered before and has never been done before in the history of this country. Now that we have that out of the way, let's have this out of the way. The American people, no people, what will make this about America? The American people will not accept a government that does that with its power. They won't accept that government without end. They simply will not. The lack of trust the American people already have in their institutions is already at a level that it will end this country if it's not gained back. It's already there. But right now, there is an opportunity. And I'll say this. I believe what we have right now is our only opportunity to get the American people some of the trust back they have lost in our government. And if this opportunity is not seized, I do not believe the United States of America will be saved in the long run. I do. That's why I think this moment is so important. This is not a congressional hearing, as I mentioned. This is not me ranting on the radio or you just bickering back and forth with your friends or your liberal Aunt Peggy about it. These are big boy official things. The director of national intelligence has turned the evidence, the documentation, over 100 documents from what I understand. She has turned the documentation over to Pam Bondi, and she says, here are the crimes. Prosecute now. She's publicly calling for those prosecutions. We have to have them or we can't save the country. The American people have to see government criminals go down for their crimes, or we cannot save the country for a couple different reasons. One, we won't ever trust anyone again. And two, probably more importantly, those communists that have been worming their way through our government for a very, very, very long time, they're not sorry about doing any of this stuff. Communists don't operate in that way. If given the chance, all these communists would do the exact same thing again 10 times over if they could. So eventually, there's going to be an opportunity for another communist somewhere in our government, IRS, CIA, you name it. There's going to be an opportunity for another communist in our government to use his position of power to politic. And in that moment, the only thing that will stop that communist from using his role will be fear and pain. That communist needs to look. Let's say it's next CIA director. CIA director Hunter Biden. CIA director Hunter Biden, when given the opportunity to destroy a Republican in a few years, he is going to have to make a choice. Do I do it or do I not do it? What is his disincentive for not doing it? The only way you can disincentivize a communist monster from using his political power is watching what happened to others. CIA Director Hunter Biden in a few years has to look back at this moment right now, and say, oh, I mean, I'd really like to use my position as CIA director to crush President Jesse, but we did that before, and a lot of those guys are in prison. I don't want to go to prison, so I guess I won't. This can't be another show trial. This can't be another 60 days probation. These have to be big time arrests. We're talking directors, Central Intelligence Agency, FBI, and Barack Obama himself. And don't tell me that that's too far. The precedent has been set. I can show you Donald Trump's mugshot. The second the communists took power, they had Donald Trump arrested in every jurisdiction in the United States of America. They tried to blow his head off and send him to prison for 90 years. So don't tell me presidents, former presidents, are untouchable. No, sir. The president of the United States of America cooked the books on his orders of intelligence in order to create a false narrative about the incoming president who was about to be sworn in. He used the Central Intelligence Agency like it was the DNC. He used the FBI like it was the DNC. He used the DNI like it was the DNC, politicking with his office. That is a crime so severe, Barack Obama should never see the light of day again. He deserves a trial, a fair trial, a public trial, because that's what the American people deserve. And then he deserves to go to prison for the rest of his natural life. And not just because I hate him, but because the next time we get a scumbag like that in the Oval Office, he has to look at Barack Obama rotting in Fort Leavenworth and say to himself, well, I guess the CIA probably isn't my political arm, so maybe I should back off of that. This moment, I'm not just saying this for radio purposes, is everything for this country. I do not believe we can hold the United States of America together if these people don't go to prison. Because the American people do not believe in their institutions anymore. That ship has already sailed. And in order to earn back institutional trust, there is only one thing that works. There's not two. There's only one. Accountability. People have to go down for these crimes. You, an American, even you communists hate listening right now, you are an American and you deserve that. As a citizen of this country, the people who run the country do not get to commit crimes against you with their office. Send them all down. Now, let's do Medal of Honor Monday. Next.
This is an iHeart podcast.